This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. A fierce attack on the American consulate in Istanbul killed three policemen. Three gunmen also died in the strike. The U.S. Embassy says no American consulate employees died. Polygamist leader Warren Jeffs was taken from jail to a Las Vegas hospital. It's unclear what his health problem is. Jeffs is president of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He got life in prison in Utah for arranging a marriage of an underage woman to an adult. He's been in an Arizona jail where he faces other charges. Jeffs has had several health problems in jail. He fasted, attempted suicide, and sometimes throws himself against the wall. Anheuser-Busch is now suing the Belgian company that wants to buy it. It claims InBev's bid to let shareholders vote on the buyout is illegal. More now from Adam Allington of member station KWMU in the company's hometown of St. Louis.
The ongoing dance between Anheuser-Busch and InBev is now solidly in the hostile phase. InBev petitioned the Securities and Exchange Commission to allow shareholders to remove AB's board in exchange for a slate selected by InBev. Anheuser-Busch filed suit in federal court on Monday to bar InBev from making any more solicitations to AB shareholders. Anheuser-Busch maintains that InBev is attempting to mislead investors into thinking that a buyout is in their best interest. The company also claims that the European brewer is concealing information critical to the financing of the buyout. InBev's chief executive, Carlos Brito, says he prefers to negotiate, and the $65 a share offer is well above the company's $50 per share price before the stock's value was inflated by market speculation.
Adam Allington of member station KWMU reporting. A California heat wave could last to the weekend. It's an inconvenience to some, but for firefighters, it's a matter of life and death. The hot, dry weather has them struggling to control hundreds of fires across the state. It makes the fires more dangerous and also raises risks of heat illness among firefighters. Parts of California could reach 110 degrees today. That is your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.